This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The Mississauga Food Bank on November 13th launched their annual holiday drive. This year, their goal is the highest it's ever been at $2 million. This is due to the increased amount of service they have been providing this year. Every month at the food banks in Mississauga, they are breaking records of people coming to them for food, with December expected to be almost double the amount of people from last year at an estimated 19,000 people. I spoke to Mississauga Food Bank CEO Megan Nichols about this year's holiday drive and what getting the $2 million would do for the food bank. All right, so to start out, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. So I'm Megan Nichols, and I serve as CEO at Food Banks Mississauga.
And how long have you been working at Food Banks Mississauga?
I have been on staff since 2009, so coming up on 15 years next year. And I led our marketing and fundraising for about 8 years. And then I've been the CEO for the past almost six.
And speaking of fundraising, Food Banks Mississauga just launched their holiday drive with a $2 million goal.
Yeah, as we continue to see the need for food and for food banks just continues to skyrocket, we are launching our holiday drive with the goal to raise $2 million by January the 8th. So we have our work cut out for us for the next number of weeks, and we're just really hoping we can continue to rely on the community to provide that financial support that means we can get food to all of our neighbors who need it.
And so what was last year's goal?
Last year's goal, I don't remember what last year's goal was. We raised less than $2 million. We did partner with Mayor Crombie last year for our holiday drive because of the election. Usually we work together on our Thanksgiving campaign. And she partnered with us at holidays after she was reelected. And so we can't quite compare apples to apples to last year, but certainly the need is much greater now than it was last year at the holidays.
So this goal of $2 million, how did you guys come up with that number?
So, I mean, really how we do it is, you know, folks need the food bank every day of the year. And so we're spending money every day. But folks think about the food, folks who can donate often think about the food bank at Thanksgiving, at the holidays, at the end of the year, sometimes in the spring around, you know, those holidays of Nowruz and Easter and those holidays, Ramadan. And so what we kind of do is divide up the total amount of money that we need to raise during that portion of the year so that when we kind of come out to the community really broadly in sort of these three chunks, it leads us to close to what we need kind of for the whole year. And so this is really determined based on what our expenses are, the number of people we're trying to see or we're feeding, and the projects we have scheduled for the coming months. So, you know, we used to set these goals just based on, hey, how much we raised last year? How much do we think we could do this year? It was just about growing it and being able to offer more. And now it's about looking at our whole year, how much it's going to cost us to feed the enormous number of people we have, and kind of dividing it up and going to the community and saying, this is truly what we need now to be able to feed the folks for the coming months until we come back to the community again in the spring.
So the goal this year is $2 million. And as you say, as you mentioned just a tiny bit earlier, that there is a ever increasing need for food banks, and the Food Bank of Mississauga just had a record-breaking month last month of 17,000 or almost 17,000 food bank users. Why is it important to, I guess, raise this goal for the amount of people you're serving?
Well, you know, when we look at our food bank use numbers, in the month of October, it was just shy of 17,000 people. That's 50% more than it was in October 2022. Every month since June, on average, we've been serving 50% more people compared to the same month in the previous year. And so, you know, in December this year during the holidays, we're anticipating serving about 19,000 people. That's 8,000 people more than came to us last December. And, you know, each month that we break that record, it's because we have been forced into the position of subsidizing our government's choice to implement policies that don't give folks with disabilities, folks who are looking for work, a meaningful amount of income that they can actually live on with dignity. And so the food bank ends up raising these funds in the community to subsidize what our government won't do. So half of our recipients at the food bank are folks who are receiving either Ontario Works or the Ontario Disability Support Program. And so even as our provincial government chooses to force those people to live in legislated poverty, we rely on the community to come together to ensure that we can try our best to fill that gap between the poverty that the government mandates and what's a decent standard of living for someone in our community. And we can't get them all the way there, but we can at least make sure for those days that folks are receiving food from the food bank, that they and their families are going to have healthy food to eat.
And so with these donations, these $2 million, where will be the money be going?
Yeah. So financial donations go to keep the food bank operating. So it's a few different things. The first one is we purchase some food. So some items that we don't get donated or that are challenging to donate, we purchase like milk and dairy products and things like that to make sure everybody has those. Secondly, it goes to running our operations. So we collect food from all up and down the food supply chain. And so it goes to our trucks and our drivers and our warehouse operations staff who are making sure that that food is sorted and stored and distributed safely. It goes to ensuring that we can put these messages out into the community, inviting folks to support the food bank, engaging our volunteers, and also doing that advocacy that we hope will have government change policy that would reduce food bank use. So all of those things come together and we provide leadership to a network of over 60 food agencies in Mississauga to ensure that there's food in every neighborhood across the city and that anyone who needs access to it can move towards becoming food secure, even if it's just temporarily through receiving food from a food bank.
Can you define what food secure means?
Yeah. So food secure means someone has the ability to be able to obtain the appropriate healthy food that their family needs. And so it speaks to physical access. Can someone physically get to grocery stores? Can they get to, are there grocery stores near to them? In our particular case, it primarily speaks to financial access. So someone is food secure when they have the financial means to not have to be worried about, to not be wondering if they'll be having enough food for themselves and their family. And then the third part's about appropriateness. Is it the right food? Do people have access to that which keeps them healthy and which meets their dietary and cultural needs? And so really at Food Banks Mississauga, we know that we're not creating food security. We are providing temporary relief from poverty by providing that food. But our goal is to advocate for communities where people don't need to rely on food banks to eat, that they can afford that because they have the financial means to do so.
With this $2 million goal, how far does that money stretch?
Well, for each dollar we receive, we can provide food for one meal. So this year, we're on track to provide food for 8 million meals. We need to, by the end of May, which is the end of our year, raise about $8 million. So this $2 million goal helps us provide a full 25% of what we do annually. So we really, you know, there's a lot riding on the community support this year at the holidays. And so we're just really counting on our community to continue to be generous.
And so you mentioned last year you had a lot more, I guess, support from outside factors. So is it just the Food Bank of Mississauga that is running this campaign?
Yeah, so this is our campaign, but, you know, food banks exist in every community across the country. We are a member of Feed Ontario, which is the Association of Food Banks across the province. So wherever folks are listening in from, wherever they're learning from, there's a community food bank there that has needs. And so certainly this time of year, lots of food banks will be out asking their community to support. And so I'd encourage people to find their local food bank and make a donation if they're able.
And why is it important to make these donations to food banks?
Well, food banks aren't government-funded charities. This is something that we often, folks have misconceptions about. We're not a government agency. We're not a government program. Most food banks receive little to no funding from any level of government. And so for folks out there who are worried, you know, we're all seeing the news, we're all understanding, we're all feeling the increased costs at the grocery store ourselves. Imagine for a neighbor, someone who's living on their own, they're disabled, the maximum amount of money that our government will provide them is $1,308 a month. And I mean, you and I both know what the rents look like in the GTA. And so you can't get very far on $1,300 a month. So this holiday season, if you're not worried about paying the bills, if you're not too worried about being able to afford, you know, holiday meals and parties with friends, there are hundreds of thousands of your neighbors who are terrified about the coming winter and how they're going to make it through. So it's important for those of us who can to make a donation just purely out of compassion to ensure that our neighbors aren't suffering this winter season.
You mentioned, I guess, one group that is commonly using it would be the people who are on disability funds. As you mentioned, they only get maybe just over $1,300 a month. What other groups or people use your food bank?
Well, so about half of our clients are people on some sort of social assistance program. So they're either on Ontario Works or the Ontario Disability Support Program. The second group of folks would be working families. We continue to see an increasing number of working people needing to rely on the food bank because their wages are not keeping up with the cost of living. And then I think the third group of people would be newcomers to the country, people who are getting established in Canada, who are finding that perhaps the savings they brought with them don't go as far as they thought. And we're starting to see a growing number of people with kids again. For a while, it had been on the decline. It was mostly a growing number of single adult households, but just families are feeling the pinch. And so we're starting to see more families with children again come through the doors. But I think really the thing is, you know, I look at a city like Mississauga, where now 1 in 20 people, 5% of the whole city is using the food bank. So it could be anybody. And it could be anyone whose life from the outside maybe didn't look like they need a food bank. I think sometimes it can be one disaster for people, a broken down marriage, a lost job, a health incident, an accident. Something like this can really set people back financially and they can find themselves needing to rely on a food bank.
And as you said earlier, that, you know, $1 is enough to provide someone, I guess, one meal. Let's say, for instance, I were to be going to a food bank, how much food would I be able to get at the food bank?
Yeah. So the way we work it in Mississauga, and this is different in different food banks across the province and across the country, is our neighborhood food banks. You can go once a month and you would get 7 or more days of food, depending on what we have in stock. So we try to have our food banks operate on a grocery store model where you can shop for what you need based on what you and your household like to eat. And it would be, you know, like if you're a household of one, you can pick however many items from these shelves. And that's just to make sure that we have enough stock to share with everybody. Yeah. So folks can come up to one time per month and they would get 7 days of food, which is, you know, somewhere between 25 and 40 pounds of food, depending on how many snacks and how heavy the vegetables are that week. So that's what folks would be receiving when they come. And then we also support programs like the shelters, snack programs, breakfast clubs for kids, and other programs like that, where people might go to get, you know, just a few items for the weekend, or they'd go for, you know, to carry, tide them over, or snacks or meals or those kind of things as well.
So would the $2 million also be going to those other programs you just mentioned?
Yeah, it goes to for us to be able to provide support to those programs. So the way it works is that the over 60 agencies we serve, they receive anywhere from 50 to 100% of their food from us. In addition to softwares that they use, we provide grants to support our agencies in building capacity. But that's how we work together, because often those nonprofits and neighborhoods will provide additional services beyond food, but they can really rely on us to coordinate the effort across the city and provide them the food that they'll need for the number of people that are going to come through their doors.
So the 17,000 food bank users, is that just for Food Bank Mississauga, or is that the total number for all of the food banks?
Yep, that's for all our network, because our role is we don't serve very many people directly. We operate a home delivery program, but that would be the collective number of people that's visiting our network of agencies.
And the food bank users, is that when it comes to like the accounts or however you file this, is that just individual users, or does that encompass like a whole family of, say, like four?
Yeah. So a family of four would be four towards the 17,000. Those are individuals versus households.
This $2 million and this huge increase in just the amount of users, which is not just being felt in just Mississauga, but also in, or the whole GTA pretty much has seen a large increase of people having to rely on food banks. And with the holiday seasons, and the cost of living having been going up, when people are coming in or getting these services, you know, how are they feeling it?
Well, I mean, one of the things that's been really challenging to hear from folks is, you know, people who used to be food bank donors, you know, they used to send, you know, whether it was food items with their kids to school or take them to their, you know, food drive at the office, are now coming to us and relying on us for food for their family. And so that's been hard to hear, that people have been moving kind of from food bank supporter to needing to be a food bank user. I think that just goes to show how challenging the last couple of years have been. And I think the other thing that's been very challenging over the last year is we have an increasing number of people talking to us about seeking MAID, seeking medical assistance in death. And I can understand, you know, if you are legislated into poverty, if you are living $1,000 a month below the poverty line, month in, month out, constantly trying to scrape by, the toll that that would take on your emotions, on your mental health would be immense. But it's tragic to me that in our community, that we prioritize the needs of others so much more than those who are vulnerable, and that we would all feel okay with knowing there's people perhaps thinking about death or suicide because they can't live in poverty anymore. And so that has been the lingering thought in the back of my mind as I have conversations like these, as I advocate for the food bank. This is life or death for people. There are folks who can no longer go on living, and the food bank can't be a Band-Aid over a wound that great. And so in addition to people, we need people to donate today. Absolutely, we do. And then the second thing I would ask you to do is call your elected officials and say that you're not okay with living in a community where people don't have enough food to eat. You're not okay with our government legislating people into poverty, and that you want to see change as well. And I think it's only by us continuing to support people compassionately through donations and day-to-day service, but also by rising up and telling our elected officials that this isn't the kind of community that we want to build, and that we want them to do something differently. It's the only way we're going to see a change get made.
How often do you hear about, or do people come up to you, or do you hear about people thinking of using MAID?
It's anecdotal. We operate a program called Food Bank to Home, which is a home delivery program for folks who primarily are homebound. They're either disabled or a senior. And, you know, in addition to the work supporting our agencies, we provide food directly through that program. And, you know, it's those folks that will, you know, on occasion mention that they're looking into it, or will say, you know, sort of half jokingly, maybe I won't be here anymore, or maybe it's time to end all of this. And so, you know, it's not often that it's, you know, someone specifically, like, it's not like crisis calls to a helpline, but it's an increasingly frequent comment or topic that comes up in conversation with our clients. You know, this week I was in our home delivery office, and they were trying to figure out what's the most affordable way to buy incontinence products. So like Depends for our clients. And I thought to myself, something has gone horribly wrong when people need to rely on a food bank to be able to deal with their body's most basic biological functions. That was really, really sad and really angering to me. And so, you know, it just continues to compel me as my neighbors struggle more and more to speak out as strongly as I can to say that something has to change.
So that's all of my questions. Do you have any final comments you would like to leave off on?
I don't think so. No, you had good questions.